Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show. Hosting tonight, the one, the only, JJ Nunn. No drum roll for you, but hey, you got the intro.
That's nice. Thank you. Thank you. At least I got the intro.
Exactly. So you.
Yeah, somebody.
I got it.
Okay, wait. Ready? Go ahead. Oh, never mind. What's Justin doing here?
No, here we go.
That's the shark. JJ Nunn.
Patrick. His new name is Patrick.
Okay. I guess I'll find out. But anyways, hosting tonight, JJ Nunn. How you doing, man?
I had a humidity, man, kicking my ass.
Oh, man, isn't it for all of us?
It's tough getting old.
Is that what it is? Not just
it's a part of getting old, man.
Old age. Yeah. Oh, then I feel great.
Friggin' humidity.
It's not affecting me.
Friggin' humidity kicking my ass.
I know.
That's it. It was beautiful in Salt Lake, but it shouldn't have came back.
Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
I definitely want to hear about that. You guys made a trek up to RMR.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Raceway up at Salt Lake. Yeah. So
should have stayed there.
You got a chance to go back.
Huh?
Any minute, any time you want to hop in your vehicle and drive up there, you can go anytime.
Any place up there but the Holiday Express on Lake Granger Road. That's it.
Well, I guess we'll get to that. Also hosting tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. A lot of work, but good.
You get your sweating in. I see your sweat stains on your shirt. That's what happens when it's humid out.
That's right.
He's got sweat stains on his band boobs.
Yes.
It looks like a face on his shirt.
I just got done working at 5:45. So.
Oh, man. And that's because you had to stop.
That's right.
Doesn't mean you should have stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But he only starts at 1 in the afternoon.
That's true. The rest of us have to start early.
Hey, I got a special announcement today. Special.
Oh, boy.
Okay. This should be good.
He gets excited like this.
Do we need
earmuffs for the people?
Another drum roll or something?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. You know our very own Kaylee Barker.
Yes, we do.
You know her.
Sure.
Well, she's the big 2-0 today.
Oh, no way.
Yes, she is. Well,
20 years old.
Happy birthday.
She is.
In college, of course.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Kaylee. Happy birthday to you.
Speaking of
On Wheels Now, very own. I don't think I've ever sang Happy Birthday.
Thanks, JJ, for that great rendition of Happy Birthday.
Yes. We'll have to get that on this song.
I'm sure. We'll record that.
Yes.
20 years old. Oh, to be 20 years old again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she probably thinks she's getting old. We're thinking, man, what it would be like to be 20 again.
Yes.
Right.
The big 2-0.
You know, and speaking of like getting old, you
remember
her.
Getting old.
I'm not looking at you because I'm just thinking. I remember the stories like you guys are talking about. You remember Kaylee at the track?
Oh, I remember
sitting
Kaylee.
In
a little
big car seat.
Yeah. Her dad bringing her in. Yeah, that's back when we were with Lance Megan.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, that's
crazy,
man.
Stuff.
And then to see her grow up, I thought I was old then. I know I'm old now.
Now think of that too. There are a couple drivers, at least what Gafferini, maybe that was that used to race with against Lance back in those days.
Yeah.
And Kaylee here, she is 20 years old racing against a guy like Gafferini.
Yeah,
he's inspiration for the rest of us. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Well, happy birthday, Kaylee. You you're doing great. You have some great parents that support you. So congratulations to you,
Ron and Vicky Barker.
Right.
Yep. Good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did a good job.
Yeah. But when's she coming back in the show? Huh?
She works on Tuesdays, so.
I think she requested to work on Tuesday.
I think she did, too.
she works and goes to
college.
Huh?
She's seen a 5-to-8 shift, so she said, I'll take it Tuesdays, 5-to-8.
Yeah, we'll take that shift.
It's the only night shift she works.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? We'll do a live remote. We'll go to her work, and we'll have a show wherever she's working.
At her work, yeah.
So watch your back, Kaylee. We're coming.
We're on the hunt.
Either that or she'll take a 5-to-8 class. You can help me.
Right.
No, with our luck, the day we surprise her there, she'll call in sick.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find her. We're coming.
That's right.
Hey, worst case, we go to Ron's work and we'll hit him up.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been talking about having Ron in.
Yeah.
At,
she just, every time I talk to her, she just working, yeah, working. And as you know, in this line of stuff, work comes first. So. And
the older you get,
racing, college, those bills add up.
That's right.
Yep, it pays to have fun.
I'm glad my daughter just liked college.
Right, she have all the other mix of racing and other
hobbies. Oh, no.
What's her hobby? Does she do anything besides
Pokemon?
Being a home life?
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
She don't do that?
No. Nope, she's married. She just got married. April. So, April, May, June, they're in a 3.5-month...
The honeymoon period.
Hobby.
Still.
Yeah, the hobby. That's their hobby right now. Finding out about each other.
Honey, take out the trash.
Yeah, exploring.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
And
I made dinner. When's dessert?
Uh-huh.
How old's your daughter? She's
25.
25, yeah. Cool.
That's 25 cool. Years old.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, she's enjoying herself. Every time my son-in-law, Marcus, comes over, I put him to work.
They don't have him much anymore, do they?
No, he doesn't.
He drops her off and leaves. I don't blame him. He's on the corner.
Yeah.
Last
time he came to pick her up, they had just come from San Francisco, Santa Cruz. They went on a 10-day trip. She likes to travel.
That's cool. That's good.
And he came over and he's a computer whiz.
Right.
He builds computers from scratch. Frame, building the whole thing. Unbelievable. I wish I had the technology that he does, but he comes over and Bonnie grabs him first this time instead of me to go do some labor
to work.
Yeah. To fix the computer upstairs, the remote printer or whatever was crapping out, and the TV, and we got all that crap bundled and whatever. And so I know nothing about that, so I'm glad we have him in the family.
So was it the Russians hacking you or your Wi-Fi?
I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you, I really don't know. It might have been John Sessions.
Yeah, it could have been anybody.
could have been the Ethiopian, you know? I have no idea.
But it's fixed, and you're...
Yeah, but hey, as long as Mama is happy.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. You keep Mama happy, it's all good.
All I know is when you have computer problems, you reset everything. Turn it off, turn it back on, you're good to go.
Yeah, pull the plug.
That's right, pull the plug. Hard reset, you're good.
Count to 30 and then plug it back in and keep your fingers crossed. But,
oh, man. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That's
you know, if you were his age and you got into computers, the computers used to be as big as this room.
Yeah. Right.
If green, they even existed.
Green screens.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What is that? 330 Wi-Fi? What didn't even have Wi-Fi then.
Oh, no.
It had a direct connect.
You know, when I
sound like a fax machine when it hooked up.
When I was in high school, we used to, the kid used to come around to each class. We used to have those data cards with the slots in it, and they used to come by each room and pick up the teacher's thing that they would stick in the machine, and it would like read the holes in this card. They must have this huge computer thing that they kept track of.
They must only had that in Mexico.
That was after me.
Yeah.
When did you graduate?
We won't talk about that. You know, 1998. Yeah. I just graduated.
I don't remember them cards.
Yeah, it was.
I just remember papers being picked up attendance. It was still pencil and paper back in my day. There was no computer.
Well, you're
cards.
Quite a bit older than I am.
That's why I'm asking you.
Quite a bit. He said.
Well, that's why. No, that's crazy how today computers are integrated in everything we do. Even the race cars that we race today.
Yeah.
I mean, look at NASCAR. I can't believe how much computers have inundated the race cars. You know, I mean, everything's computerized. Yeah, obviously, to the fuel injector.
Yeah, you know, the dragsters today, they have divisions of electronic and non-electronic.
Right.
Okay. As far as delay boxes and everything, you run old school, no electronics, or you run the electronics. Either way, there's two different divisions. They broke it up. I mean, just within a year, they said, hey, look, we're not investing in this. Okay, we just want to drag old school, you know, drop the light, we dial in a time, and that's it, you know. And it was evident this weekend up at RMR. They had divisions that were electronic and non-electronic.
Is that crazy? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they had some old A-alters up there, too. I mean, some old classic slingshots, you know, front-engine slingshots where the driver still sits behind a big old massive motor and blower and everything. You know, that's something.
Behind the rear end.
Yeah. You know, that's something that Don Garlitz revolutionized with putting the motor behind the driver because he just got tired. We got to come up with something. I'm getting tired of getting hit with parts, you know, and getting oiled down.
Yeah, when it hits me, I don't want to see it coming.
You know, but there was a lot of old school dragsters up there that were non-electronic. And that's the way they ran. They dialed in the time, and that was it. They were set. Then there's the other ones that dial in the time. They have electronic delay boxes. They cut a great ET, and then you see the car just die.
Hmm.
And then a second or two later, pick up and go run their dial in time.
Is that crazy? Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
some people might say that's not true racing when you got electronics involved and you limit, like, how fast you can really go and this and that and.
Well, NASCAR turned over, you know, Gary and I, we went down to North Carolina and went into the shops, and we got to look, a good look at Richard Petty Enterprises, and we saw four of the old style templates for the cars, where these templates were there, and they would come down on a hoist and sit over the car.
Hmm.
Today it's all laser.
Yeah, that's true.
With laser. If you're not in, I mean, the technology that all these teams and shops had to introduce, putting laser together to fit the templates, you know, I could just imagine what they're down to 1/1,000,000th of a a fraction off on the height of the quarter panel or on the roof, or, you know, how far can they take that? But I mean, it was just last year that, you know, they started using lasers and penalizing heavy. And we saw the old forms, the old templates that, you know, you usually see the big aluminum ones that lay over.
Right, and they lay over
well
and drive it through.
Well, in the shops, they had these templates all hanging from four beams.
Right.
And they would lower it down onto the car, and they could actually see through light and, you know, whether they had the car properly trimmed for NASCAR. Now it's all laser.
Laser. Yeah, that's crazy. Damn computers. Can't live with them, can't live without them. You know, it's funny, I was watching a race the other day, maybe a week or two ago, and it was a formula race, and I was like, watching this race, it was in New York, your old neck of the woods, and I was like, man, these things sound funny. And I looked, and they were Formula E cars. They were all electric.
Electronic.
Cars.
Yes.
And when they were having trouble, they panned over, and they went to their engineer, their electronics engineer, to figure out the problem. He had all these screens in front of him, and he's trying to figure out what's wrong with the car. They went to the engineer for all this because it's getting fed back all this data from this vehicle, you know, and he's diagnosing it from the computer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a new series.
It started last year.
Yep, you're going to see a lot more of that.
You know, it started last year. Go Green and they're electronic, and they're weird sounding.
Yeah, it just sounds like a tranny winding up. You know?
Yeah.
Are those the cars that has kind of a straight fin off the...
Their formula.
Yeah, their formula cars.
Yeah, they look like a... They look long and a little narrow, and they kind of got an awkward look to it, but they still look like a formula type car. No, not a straight up.
I saw a car flipping through the channels that had a kind of like, it looked like a shark fin coming off the rear window to the spoiler in the back.
I don't,
but it was all open wheel.
It was open wheel, obviously. But
Indy cars, different form. That's the best, you know, Formula One. You know, but electronic and quite a few in the field, 17, 18 cars field. And
all the big sponsors still on board.
Yeah, BMW's there, Mercedes there, Toyota's there, you know, all the old school manufacturers. And,
they were open wheel, but it was a lot, to me, it was an exciting race because there was a lot more contact going on in that division. They're still open wheeled and they're still like a real fragile vehicle. But they were pushing each other out of the way. They were doing things.
Yeah, they're rough.
And you know,
the series is rough.
Well, and think of this. This is really cool. They have a fan. They have this thing you can get a fan boost where you can, as a fan, you can vote. Whoever gets the most votes gets to give a certain driver one boost. They do it by kilowatt.
Yeah,
so you get like a, I don't know, let's just say 130 kilowatt boost you can use one time, and it's based off of a fan input while they're watching the show. So who, let's say, you know, Joe Blow driver, you know, has the most fans, like they put it out there and you can vote for them. And if he gets the most votes, he has a boost he can use one time during that race at any time he wants.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. It's almost like a video. You know, and they limit, you know, the series, and you know, you got to limit them on kilowatt output, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
you know, so it evens up the field.
They
and
can't
all that.
Juice it up.
Yeah,
it's tight racing.
Yeah, very tight racing.
Very tight
There's
racing.
Contact going on. It's really exciting. I thought it was pretty.
It's not
cool.
A matter. I have a bigger motor than you.
Yep.
So
it's pretty cool.
It's all good until the fans vote on somebody and the driver gets electrocuted.
We need too many kilowatts.
Hits the button.
The ejection seat.
You just see sparks coming out of the cockpit.
Right.
Is that driver only allowed one per race? One boost?
From what I understand, that's one. Yeah, you only get one boost, and I believe it's just one boost for that race. But they had like multiple races. They do a Friday and a Saturday race, so it's a two-race thing.
We need to invest in an electric car.
I'm sure they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap.
But, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, you saw the Faraday emblem on one. I didn't see the Tesla one, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
We could invest in the electric car And I'll tell you right now, JC Motorsports will never have a big enough battery. We could have every fan out there,
right,
voting for us.
See, give us a boost, please.
It's just not going to happen.
They actually take boost away from you. Hey, what's happening?
Yeah.
We're down on power. Well, the fans are taking boost away from you guys. That'd be crazy.
The way shit's been going in the last few years, our motors would blow up.
Yep. So the lights, they'd hit the button, we'd get the boat, and the lights at the bowling would get brighter.
That's what would get the boost instead of us.
Right. Yeah, the lights get boosted. Oops. They got more boost than the driver. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. Speaking of computers and electronics
and technology
and stuff.
Yeah.
Won't be long before it's driverless.
You can bet there's a bunch of MIT graduates working on these electronic teams today, man.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane, the money that goes into that, you know. Starting that series, okay. This is what we're going to do. We need what manufacturers out there want to make electronic formula cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, you got
some. So you got them out there, mm-hmm. You know? They're out there.
And, you know, if you look at, Europe, their electric car technology, you know, and they're spearheading going all electric. You know, getting away from any gas vehicles at all. So we're going to obviously see that carry over at some point to the U.S. And
well, here they run Watkins Glen and they run Long Beach, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not
those
sure.
those are the two races here. The rest are overseas.
Yeah, the
Mexico, Monaco, Italy, England, Germany.
The only one I seen on that Formula E, the one I saw was they had multiple races in New York and then in Canada, and I think they had some overseas too, but I don't remember where else in the U.S. that they had it. So, but yeah, interesting. It's pretty crazy racing, the racing world. You know, it just changes so fast all the time. You know, can't keep up. I can't even keep up with NASCAR nowadays, all the driver changes and all that. And
a new round of young guns.
Yep. I mean, look at Earnhardt. What he's given up his ride this year. He's retiring,
yeah.
And you know the new person I guess announced for a seat is Alex Bowman.
Alex Bowman.
You know, so
yep.
Watch out for that. I mean, I guess he filled in a race or two.
Yeah. It's like every 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
Because the ones you know before that was Kyle Busch and Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, and Brad Keselowski. I mean, that was a whole new group of young guns. I mean, now you got Childress's two grandsons. All right, you got Larson that's in there. You got this Alex, what's his name, who's running with Truex's team.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Alex Bowman now will come in next year. You got this kid, Juarez, that's running for Joe Gibbs. Edwards bowed out. Guys are getting out earlier. You know,
yeah.
they're making millions,
no doubt.
You know, and they're doing shorter stints. And right now you have a new infusion of young guns.
Right.
Coming in. We had this 6, 7 years ago with the names that I mentioned. But you got a whole new group coming in.
And I think we're going to see a shorter span of these racers. Like, I mean, look at the Busch brothers, for instance. You look at them, you don't think of them as new drivers anymore.
No.
Obviously, they're the seniors.
They're middle.
It's like, right.
They're right there. Your seniors are Kenseth and Jimmy Johnson.
Which is crazy.
Those guys were two
groups
before that.
Yeah.
You know, before the Bushes and Hamlins and Keselowskis. Now you just see everybody bringing in new change of guard.
You know, I like,
Gordon stepped out. You got the kid, Chase Elliott. He's another one.
Yeah.
You know, Gordon stepped out, Junior stepping out, Edwards stepped out at the beginning of the season. And it's just a change of guard. Michael Waltrip stepped aside, you know.
You know, I guess, you know, hey, they're proving themselves to be good drivers. You would think the stepping stone in the series would be something that they would kind of stick to, like the truck series, for instance. That kind of seems like an introductory to the super speedways.
Yeah.
And then they move into the
X-Infinity
series,
you know,
and kind of get their feet wet with the whole, you know, season there, two seasons or whatever, and then move up. But a lot of them are skipping all that and just, you know.
You know, if they're bringing in the sponsor and, you know, they're clean cut, they're shaved, they're well-spoken.
And you know they got talent because they can see their short track
and they come in and, you know, they got to do it right away.
Right.
They got 6 to 8 races. They got to put their sponsor out there right away.
Right.
If they don't, we're done. You know, got to do it right away. You know, some teams want to groom, like Roush had his program. Okay. And Joe Gibbs had his program, and Hendricks had his, bringing them through the trucks and then to the Xfinity. I mean, those are your big car teams that are doing that. All right. But the others, it's, you know, like hit or miss.
Right. Yeah, I like to see more programs out there, like what Kyle Larson came through, you know, with what, you know, experiencing what, let's say, Kaylee Barker has experienced with the, you know,
the driver diversity.
Driver diversity programs.
And Suarez, another one.
You know, to get more programs similar to that out there, to get some of the true talent that might not have maybe the sponsors to follow them, but to showcase their driving abilities. You know, there's a lot of great drivers out there, but, you know, you got to kind of funnel them into, you know, take a lot of them out and funnel down into some highly skilled, talented drivers that like Kaylee, for instance, at a local level, that might be able to get in there and showcase her talents and move into a truck series or something like that. That would be, to me, a good path for someone like that.
It's a matter of exposure.
Right.
Okay. The diversity, you know, they take a group, usually 20, and it's exposure. And I'm obviously, you know, the big owners are looking at them. Like I said, Gibbs, Hendricks, Roush, Yates, you know, Stuart Haas, they're all looking at them, whether they go down that road or whether they pick out of that pool, you know, or not. Also, you have those that are out there in the sprint car world, which talk about, that are just skipping the trucks. These smaller teams, like Martin Truex, you know, Denver Mattress.
Right.
You know, Martin been a single car team for years. Now he's got a second. He's got a teammate, you know, that's going for Rookie of the Year.
Let me tell you, Truex, you know, is a very talented driver.
I can't think of this guy right now. I want to say Alex, but this is the first year they have a second car team running for a Rookie of the Year. You know, he's running up front. I don't know. I don't know the history on him. I don't know whether he's in X Affinity. All I know, all of a sudden, he's in NASCAR. And it's a two-car team now after what Martin Truex has been doing for Denver Mattress.
Right.
So, and he's been on fire.
Oh, he
has. You know, Martin Truex has been really, really on fire.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no doubt. To take a team with limited, I mean, obviously they still have a lot of money, but limited resources compared to some of the other big-name teams, you know, he's really
coming out
made
of Denver
for it. Right.
You know, it's a very small shop. Gary and I went down to see Martin Truex's shop last year. You know, it's not these big spreads,
right?
You know, that you see. I mean, we had went and seen Hendricks, and he's got like four roads. I mean, I don't know, 2,000 acres.
All right.
I mean, he had one building off down one road. You spend another 5 minutes going to that building was just engines. and it was the size of three football fields. That's all they did was build
just engine.
Just
is that crazy?
They just built motors.
Wow.
That's it. That's it. You know, it's huge. It's absolutely huge down in Charlotte, you know. But
hey,
these kids, new crop of kids, new crop of young guns coming along. So every 4, 5, 6, 7 years, changes hands and somebody gets tabbed. Say, okay, we gotta fill a seat.
All right.
We gotta fill a seat.
Might be luck. Maybe we'll see another local, Noah Gregson. He's running the truck series this year with Kyle Busch. So
yeah, you don't know.
Yeah,
you know. And also the same way, it's not what you have. Okay, it's not what you can do. It's who you know.
And how many times have you heard that, especially in Vegas? It's not what you know, or you know, it's who you know.
Yeah, it may be a bit. I've always said this since I've been here. It may be a big city, but it's still a very, very small town.
Right. Oh, yeah. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes it fun, right?
Yeah.
Here locally. So, speaking of fun, you guys traveled out of Vegas.
Yes, we did.
To Salt Lake. You and Gary decided to, and I didn't get kicked out. It was my anniversary, so I didn't go with you.
Happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Appreciate
how many
it.
Years now?
Oh man,
you better
at least 3 or 4 years. How many years?
At least a few years. 21 years.
21 years. Congratulations on 21 years. Wow, you've married 1 year longer than.
And I almost
Kaylee is old.
And I almost forgot.
You almost knew that, huh?
A week before, because I was talking about going with you guys.
Yeah.
Getting crap like that. I was like, oh, man, I want to go.
That was last Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, count me in.
I'm probably getting myself further, deeper in the hole, but.
Oh, you're buried already, man. If you ask, what are we doing Saturday? I said that to Gary. He's screwed.
Well, I was like, hey, you want to go out of town? And I was asking her if she wanted to go. She said, I don't know. You got something planned for our anniversary? I was like, oh.
Yes, I do, honey.
Yeah, you want to go watch the races?
Spend quality time at the racetrack.
I got something other planned than going to Salt Lake City with JJ and Gary now.
Yeah. I ended up having to work anyways, both Saturday and Sunday. But anyways. So you guys
it
made
was
it
Friday. It was Friday night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. My anniversary is Friday. Yeah. So, but as far as traveling plans go.
Well, happy 21st anniversary.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you guys made it up to Salt Lake.
I just celebrated my 29th.
Well, congrats. Yeah, that's right. Not that long ago.
Yeah.
And you know,
you just celebrated yours, July.
11th, I think.
July 11th.
No,
man.
11 years.
I think.
We almost don't have any excuses anymore with iPhones because we could set the, you know, the calendar.
I don't know how to operate my smartphone.
So,
I'll be honest with you. I'll be completely honest with you. I have never forgot my anniversary.
That's cool.
I have
congrats
never forgot
to you, and that's
and
takes a big man.
And you know,
to remember,
we're driving up to Utah the other day, and we're just driving along, and JJ says, "God dang, man, my ear hurts." I said, "If you wouldn't do anything for Bonnie to chew on it, it wouldn't hurt."
Right.
True.
People say, "Are you hard of hearing?" I said, "Yeah, I'm almost deaf. I've been married 29 years."
And a lot of that's selective hearing.
I have no ass either, because that gets chewed off on a regular basis. But no, that's it. You know, people ask, "Say you married?" I said, "No, I'm not married. My wife is."
Right.
My wife's married. The guys laugh. The women look at me like I'm some sort of evil devil coming out of the swamp.
You're the a-hole.
Yeah. I'm not married. My wife is.
Anyways. So you made it up there, Salt Lake. Long drive, huh? Was it 8 hours?
No, hell no. We made it, what?
No way.
Seven hours with the time change.
Seven hours. Really?
With the time change.
Yeah, no problem. Got gas once. Where were we? Huh. Mona. Stopped at Mona. Mm-hmm. Truck ran great. And, We took our time and,
we set it on
74 and 79 miles an hour and just cruised on up.
Nice.
Wow. That's it.
We didn't rush nothing.
We stopped along the way and
cool deal.
Had chips and soda and everything, and they're all good. It was a good trip up and a good trip back. Another one. We did it last year.
Right.
Had a blast doing it, so that's why we figured we'd go up again.
No, obviously, if you're just joining us, what JJ is talking about is the race up there at Salt Lake. It's the Rocky Mountain Raceway Speedway up there that you guys went up to. They had the Lucas Oil Modified racing this past weekend.
Yep. Along with the drag strip going at 3/8 paved oval,
Which is unique because they actually, I didn't know this till you guys were talking about it before, is they actually operate the drag strip and the oval track.
Alternate the races. They have qualifying. You watch a drag strip. They end qualifying. Then they have a show, and it's never a
dead moment.
A 30-foot walk.
Wow.
From the seats that face the oval track, you get out of your seat, you turn around, you walk 30 foot, and you're at the seats of the drag strip.
Wow. That's crazy.
And they had, alternating.
Right.
So
you didn't miss while you're watching one. You didn't miss like
they
the drag.
They tell you. I mean, the timing they took, they'd run a mini cup race. Mm-hmm. Okay. They had mini cups this year up there. And they would run that race. And just as that race ended and they gave the kid the trophy, the announcer says, all right, let's switch over. Everybody move over to the drag strip side.
Wow, that's great.
And they do a bunch of qualifying. They finish up with that round of qualifying. And then they say, we have the Hornets running over at the 3/8. And all you do is go back and forth and back and forth.
So, as a spectator, at the end of the night, which one do you think was more exciting, drags or ovals?
Well, for me,
personally,
I think they kind of failed on the drags this year.
No way.
Last year they didn't, but this year I personally kind of think they failed on the drags.
They had too
many broke down cars at the line.
I see.
And I'm sure it's not the track's fault.
Yeah.
But last year they had what? Four jet cars?
Six
jet cars. Cars and
I love those jet cars.
You know, this year they had
two.
And
did they both run?
One failed.
Yeah,
but
sucks.
And nothing against the track, nothing against the people of the. But
that's just
last year. Last year was for me a lot more exciting, a lot more two going down the track at once and two more getting ready as those cars, I don't know, as we all say, times have changed, but in racing, but for me, I like the oval. And one thing they had this year is they had the figure eight train cars.
Oh boy.
And there were seven of them.
Yeah.
But what about your favorite?
I spent 13 years at English Town, Bridge Township Raceway. Okay. And I love my oval and I love my drag racing.
Yeah.
And I got to agree with Gary. Guys were all ranks. There was a lot of red lights.
Okay.
And that's driver related. There was a lot of breakdowns. Okay. They had 6-7 snowmobiles last year. They had
You guys were talking about
motorcycles.
How
they combined. They combined the division with motorcycles and snowmobiles. They had a few more alters out there. They had, like we said, I was disappointed. I was very disappointed with the drag racing this year. Last year it was, it seemed endless.
Yes.
Well, you know, and the competition, and of course that's preparing the car and, you know, drivers not red lighting, but it was like every other drag race, it was a red light and it was like, okay, well, the guy just handed him the win.
Well, last
know?
Year, did it seem like most of those, even though there's a lot more cars, did they seem like a lot of local racers? Because maybe there was a closer event last year and it drew in a more.
No, there were.
Or maybe
from all over.
Or maybe there's a draw, like
I
a
mean,
big event that a lot of guys
There was two jet cars
to.
Out of Canada.
Okay.
You know, that came
down.
Okay.
I'm just curious to see what
the Hannahs.
And let's say, and again, as Jay said, there was a few, there was, what, three or four of them snowmobiles. Mm-hmm. We watched one of them do 137 and a half miles an hour in a quarter
They're
mile.
They're hauling.
I want to see them do that on the snow.
137 miles an hour.
They're hauling. I'd have to go with, you know, the oil, of course, the modifieds were 75 laps with a highlight of the night. We were able to go watch a number of our drivers here. But like Gary said, the train races, if you've never seen these, type in train races and go to YouTube. And it was unusual. I don't know whether I got to look up the rules on this or something. But it was figure eight train races. Every lead car was a Cadillac.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me what this is.
Okay, a train race, they have one car
in the front,
facing forward, and he has the gas.
Okay.
And the steering, of course. Then there's a shell of a car, okay, stripped down roller, usually a little subcompact. That's chained to the first car.
Okay, single chain.
Tow, some of them had tow bars on there. It was... We got to look at the rules. We weren't exactly clear, but
that,
whatever they did, none of them broke apart.
Wow.
And then you have a mid-sized car in the back with a driver. There's nobody in the middle car with a driver that just handles the brakes.
Oh,
no gas, no motor.
So three cars
just
involved.
Just brakes. Three cars involved.
One set.
Chained together, okay, and make about a 20, 40, 60-foot long train.
Wow.
And like
there was a Hurst out there.
Yeah.
The front car was a Hurst.
Wow.
I don't know whether it was a rule requirement, but they had 69, 70, 71, 72, 73 Cadillacs in the front going with these big motors, you know, and they went 10 laps. And the only thing with that, Gary had said, might have been if they would have went 15. A little bit more carnage, you know. But they did put on a show.
And they did the figure eight. And with that, there was only one car of the seven that did not complete all the laps.
Oh, wow. Was there contacts
involved? Oh, yeah. There was one
You come out of a turn and you think you're just using your race car? No, you're using three cars.
Banking off of them.
And, you know, at one time we saw the lead car driver hit the other driver and then pass him and then come in front and hit him with the middle car. And then the guy in the back has steering.
Oh, that's true.
So you just see him belly a little bit and then, as he's going by that car that the first two hit, he manages to slam into him again.
And, they hook a left when they come out of the down the, one of the straightaways. They hook a left. And let me tell you, man, like going into turn three, they hook a left. And there was a couple cars muscling their way through
low
side. And as Jay said, there ain't just not one car muscling his way through. You got all three of them cars muscling their way through.
They do a lot of pushing and shoving. And it was two laps to the end. And this guy clearly had it won. Okay. And he just timed himself wrong.
Oh, no way.
And the guy who had won it for a fifth time in a row, the green group.
Yeah.
Okay. They had won the other four up there because they run them on a regular basis.
Oh, wow. It's not
okay.
Looking just for
this
event.
This was their fifth event.
Dang.
That they were running. And he come from the back. So you could imagine what, you know,
wow.
3, 6, 9. So he's starting 12th. Okay.
Yeah,
out,
right.
out of seven of these trains. And he worked his way to the front. Second and last lap, this
Jeez.
One guy had it clearly won, and he just timed it wrong and T-boned another set of cars.
No way.
He should have went to the right, and he decided he was going to the left.
Yep.
And took him out, and the guy won five in a row. They had went and passed him on the inside. He just missed the tail end of that.
Wow. Luck was on his side. I hate to be the tail gunner on those.
Remember, the tail end is the brakes. The
right.
front car don't have no brakes. So
lose your tail guy, you're in trouble.
Wow.
You're in trouble. So it was first. I've seen it on YouTube.
Right.
It was the first time I've seen it, you know, live.
Yeah.
And it was a change of pace.
That's cool.
The Mini Cup cars, I don't know, they had 6, 7 of them. And Gary had said, I would rather have seen the Super Stocks.
Yeah.
They didn't have the Super Stocks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Last year they put out 23, 24
That's
Super
when,
Stocks.
Tim and them guys
and,
went up last year.
And
yeah, that would have been
on,
better.
They put on a hell of a show, you know. But
yeah,
we went up to see our superhero, Mark Allison.
Yes, our superhero.
Okay. He was up there with his car. Pat Petrie was there. Doug Hamm was up there. Cameron Morga was up there.
Nice.
And unfortunately, Pat Petrie and Mark Allison, a little underpowered. These guys, they had qualified 16 seconds and I believe low qualifying was 15-2 by Dylan Capello. And this was his third in a row.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations to Dylan Capello.
Oh, so he won.
He's on fire.
I think he won the championship last year. He's like nipping at Taylor
Mitch. Well, he won Kern and he won the race before that. Finished second at Las Vegas. So he's...
Capello won Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. He won. Those are the three that he won, Las Vegas, Kern, and now RMR. Doug Hamm started, I believe, 12th, finished 7th.
Oh, nice.
He had a good run.
10.
He didn't.
Cool.
He didn't. We spoke to him earlier. He didn't quite have the car he had there last year where he ran in the top five. But he held it on. Like last year, we had two cautions, one early where the first lap didn't count. We had another little accident. 26 cars started, 24 finished.
Wow.
It was, Dylan Capello and Jason Irwin
were
15 laps, they caught the back of the field.
Wow.
Okay.
And they went 75 laps.
They went 75 laps, and it was within 15 laps.
Wow.
Capello, the blue flag was coming out to move over the leaders coming. And it was every 15 laps after that, he was clean race.
Right.
Very, very, I don't know. I wasn't in the cars, but from what I watched, it was a very, very clean race. No attrition, one yellow within the first three laps.
Wow.
Everybody settled down and away they went.
No kidding.
Away they went. They ran 71 laps, 72 laps straight.
That's
and
cool.
Capello Qualic was started on the outside pole, and he went green to checker.
No kidding. That's
and he
crazy.
Was just in and out and in and out and in and out, along with Jason Irwin. It was a repeat of Kern.
Right.
Jason chasing after him, finished second. He just didn't have enough. Capello just checked out and was picking off cars one after another after another.
Jason Irwin only had one qualifying lap, and he broke his track record.
No,
with
there.
That one up
lap.
There, yeah,
no kidding.
One
with
lap.
His one, yeah,
that's
the track record for Lucas Oil.
So,
and Taylor Mensch, I think he was running third or during all that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's first in points right now, but he's the guy to beat. If you don't know Taylor Mensch, watch out for that kid. He used to race in the ASA Truck Series just a few years ago and got a lot of seat time there and really, really smart driver. I'm sure he learned some patience in that series. You know, the Truck Series is always something to watch out for.
Well, I give credit to all the 24 that were out there.
Yeah.
The give and take that was shown wasn't rough at all.
That's cool.
It was, we saw Bill Rizzone at the end of the night, and I shook his hand. I says, that was a fantastic show.
Right.
That was an absolute fantastic show. It wasn't, you know, crash marred.
Right.
And
I mean, you're going to have cautions.
You're going to have cautions, you know.
But
there was no attrition.
Nice.
Minimal attrition. Everybody was under control.
Yeah.
There was no spin outs. Everybody kept their tires underneath them, and they put on one hell of a show.
No Austin Barnes was there this year?
Austin Barnes wasn't there.
Oh,
Kettle wasn't there. Larry Gertzman wasn't there. Three big names that didn't make it up there.
Dave Arcee wasn't there. McMahon wasn't there.
You know.
No. Huh.
But Mark and Pat need some more motor. These guys are just, the motor they got in these cars, it was Mark's first time I've seen the car firsthand. Absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
Car.
I haven't seen it.
He's in the process of getting a motor built.
Yep. He's got a good motor guy now.
I mean, he got lapped several times, stayed out of the way. Pat Petrie got lapped several times, stayed out of the way. A lot of give and take. I was very impressed with the mods this year.
Yeah.
And like you said, the oval track. You know, we had the mini cups. You know, train races. You know, the Hornets were wild.
they were wild.
Yeah. Those kids out there and them Hornets, man. It's a Hornet up there is our mini stocks.
Front wheel drive.
Front wheel drive, four bangers, 2.0, 2.3s, I think the max. And
them guys up there have a dog leg down the straightaway.
Oh,
they don't go straight.
Really.
They
it's like
left.
A flagpole race.
Yeah.
Yep. But they don't go a circle.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
They just all
cut
offset.
In.
Yeah.
They'll go into the figure eight, but come out right away. They don't do the figure eight. And then they coming out of four, they go into the infield and then come back out in one. That was a show. Now, they don't have a problem leaning on each other, man. I'm telling you.
Nor do they have a problem carrying the right rear wheel.
Yeah,
really.
You know, hit the brakes and the rear end comes up.
Wow.
You know, you have the dirt modifieds where the left front comes up when you round it.
Right.
Well, they hit the brake and the right rear comes up
That's
as they're
funny.
Going around the turn. Yeah, they're three-wheeling around there.
Here's another thing I noticed with those Hornets is the first group of qualifying, they qualified going the right way.
Mm-hmm.
The second group qualified going the other way.
Oh, wonder if it's just
luck
of the draw, huh? If you go left or
first
right.
First one went left around the track. Second group went right around the track. And I guess they don't know which way they're going until the pace car takes them.
But they raced the proper way.
They raced the proper way.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, you know,
interesting.
It's I guess they don't know which way they're going.
So basically, they're qualifying or heats. I don't know if they used they were
yeah.
heats. They
yeah, two
that,
heats
set their
yep.
starting
set
position.
Their field.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But they didn't know if they're going left or right.
They didn't know whether they were going left or right.
Half the guys at the boring don't know if they're going left or right in some of the divisions. So, hey, what's the difference?
Some of them think you just go straight.
Right?
You know, they don't bother turning. They just go straight in turn one.
No matter if there's a car there or not.
That's
hey.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jeez. You know. But
cool.
It was overcast the whole day. We had the sun break a couple times. I mean, it was just the clouds.
Temperature-wise,
beautiful
weather. Though, humid.
Human,
but not hot, not crazy hot.
Not crazy hot like 110, 115.
How much?
I don't know. I think it was 98 it got up to, but the sun wasn't out.
Right.
It came out, I think, a total for the entire day, 20 minutes, because the cloud cover.
How much was it to get in? I mean, was
$40
$40 per person.
$40 for pit pass.
Pit pass.
Now, all tickets are pit passes, or
no?
You guys just paid the pit pass price.
Yeah.
Whereas
we like pitting because we wanted to go see our superhero,
yeah.
Mark Allen.
I was just gonna say I wanted to park by my superhero.
Yeah. So, but I will tell you one thing. I've seen my share of fireworks shows.
Oh.
Okay. This was one of the most awesome fireworks shows.
Huh.
I don't know who's doing it up there, but they would put New York City and Las Vegas Gucci
for
fireworks
a weekend race,
to shame.
Huh? No kidding.
To shame. What, 25 minutes?
Are you kidding me?
Horror music, that all horror movie themes
the
background. Okay. This had to go on, I don't know, 22, 25 minutes.
No kidding.
These fireworks. I have New York, New Year's, and out here in Las Vegas, I've seen some fireworks shows. This bar none was, and this is a small little rinky-dink track. I have no idea who they were, no idea how much they paid to have it for, but it was
sure
awesome.
Sure wasn't Gary with his leftover fireworks.
He
bought plenty. It had leftovers.
Those were for New Year's.
It could have been.
Right.
I don't know, but.
No, that's cool. Wow,
it
that's
was
pretty neat.
Because they had a fireworks show last year, but this year outdid it tenfold.
Wow.
You know.
They're trying to make up for the lack of drag cars. So.
No, it was all good, but it was all good. As I said last year, whoever put that together really got something going on up there because
stands were packed.
Completely packed.
Both sides, I guess.
Both sides.
Nice.
If you didn't get up out of your seat and get over soon enough, you were standing.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And
that's
there was,
because you have drag racers, fans just sit in the drags. They don't want to see
that.
Right,
right. And
they don't
want to
watch the oval and vice versa.
Yeah.
Guys who just want to see the oval, they don't want to go to the drag. So if you're not over there in 5 to 10 minutes, you're standing at the rail.
And you're standing probably 3 or 4 deep. You're not right on the rail.
Right.
You're, you know.
Cool.
So,
definitely an experience that if you haven't done it, maybe go up next year and watch the Lucas guys.
I definitely recommend it, whatchamacallit, especially if, Allison and Petrie and Morger and Doug Ham. A lot of guys love that track, and I can understand.
Yeah.
Last year, it was something that the guys didn't run the one group because it was so rough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this year, they were on the first groove.
Did they do something different to the track?
I don't know. It
didn't
look any different.
Like
we were standing over on pit side, turn one and two. Oh, they ran the bottom groove.
Wow.
Capello was down there. Irwin was down there.
Cool.
These guys, the front runners, they were down there, running. Even the little mini cup cars, you think it would upset them.
Right.
And you could see it. It jerked the car. Right. And it was something that, we noticed last year, the race groove was the second groove. Not this year, man.
They
used the entire track.
That's cool.
They used the entire track, including qualifying. They were burying themselves down there. Usually we just saw, the leader state looked for the second groove.
Yeah.
Okay. And the slow cars pulled down to the bottom because usually the slower cars pull the top. Slower cars would pull down to the bottom because that's not the choice groove. The second groove or third groove was the choice groove at RMR.
Hmm.
So it was a great trip. Going there, coming back, can't complain, man. Great show. Absolutely great show again.
Speaking of great show, we, as usual, running out of time. You want to join us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Definitely going to visit RMR if you haven't don't know much about it, go to, I think it's rmrraceway.com.
Yes, rockymountainraceway.com.
Look it up on
Google. There. The schedule's on the website. You got nothing going on. You're headed north. I'm going to go to Salt Lake. Check it out, man. They always got something going on, whether it's the oval or the drag strip.
Cool. Other things going on, lvms.com. Go check out the LVMS schedule. Always go to the bombernation.com website. Several different things. us on the message board. So we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onworldnow.com. Join us.
Happy belated to you and your
Thank
wife,
you.
And happy birthday to Kaylee.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kaylee.
Thanks for listening.